This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. On that page is 13 articles delivered every day, giving you information that the mainstream media means to omit or censor or suppress in so many ways, friends. That's the truth of the matter, and you know it. Sons of Liberty Media, go to the right side of the page as well. Click us on YouTube. Join us on live chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com and watch us live there as well. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I got Tim and Diana on the line right now. I just want to say, Diana, just give me a couple minutes and we'll pull you up right after Tim. I'm going to put this in order. Folks, again, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, he is the mediator. We're to follow him to the Father. John 14:6. And Acts 4:12, there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Now, folks, real quick here, I pulled up Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We just talked just a couple minutes ago, and he was sharing with me the information concerning what's taking place over there in England. And before, Tim, you get going on this, I just want to reiterate the point, too, as well. Keep in mind, that is one of the most demoralized people on the place of the planet. One of the most demoralized places on the planet, is that of England. It was Samuel Adams who said, well, the people are virtuous. They cannot be subdued. But when once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. What's the truth of the matter? What's taking place over there in the UK right now, Tim?
Yeah, they just, let's say about maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, the guy who can't seem to brush his hair, Boris Johnson, the PM over there, the guy is coming out now. There's a full lockdown on schools. They're not going to be, kids are not going to go to school, unless maybe you are a kid of a parent who's a teacher or something, but they're locking down the schools. And my contact over in the UK has sent me some pictures. She was very disturbed yesterday regarding seeing all kinds of military vehicles that are not British. They are foreign army. Well, she thinks they are European armies. They have not verified specifically these ones that are coming in. Soldiers on the streets. I mean, this is real kind of stuff you see in movies kind of stuff. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I sent you some of the pictures. And then we have the Sky News is even going along with this. They put that out. She believes they're going to bring something on them. She told me that they are recalling retired and former NHS workers. That's the National Health Service deal there in the UK. Doctors, nurses, they're even scrapping the restrictions for people who are in school, medical school, to come in and help. And I was listening to Steve Quayle earlier. He said one of the things is for these entities, these elitists, as some people want to call them, these people who claim they run the world, whatever, all this stuff, is to take out doctors and nurses because of compassion, because of ability to tend to these people and stuff like that. And she really believes that part of it is to get them into limited areas and pull a false flag. That's her thought. That's what she told me. She said they're rolling out 25,000 extra tests a day. And to be honest with you, if there's five strains of this stuff, which one are you testing positive for? I mean, this is obvious questions that people have to answer. There's a 30-minute news conference that Boris held with. It's a strange thing to watch them. They must have a lot of deaf people there in the UK because they've got a guy, and then he swaps off to a lady doing the sign language. But they're doing that. And it's like they're so calm in this room full of people. Again, it's like I pointed out with our president and his coronavirus team staff. They're in this room full of people, and they're telling you not to go and be in a room full of people.
That's right. Yeah.
The other part is a very important part too, because my source there is the lady I had on about 2 weeks ago, and she said the funny thing is the flights have been canceled by 70%. She said over my house, you know, is one of these flight paths. She said you don't really see any planes over them. We've had obviously helicopters, but she said even the helicopters that are flying now are not the regular ones. They're something different. But she said there's chemtrails everywhere. There's the fog fallout of that. You can see it. There's no planes in the sky, she said. And then on top of that, she said they are working on virtually all of the streetlights. And we have information that a large majority of those streetlights are LED lights now that they're putting up with the new 5G internet access thing on those. And we do know the military has used 5G as weapons before. So everybody poo-poos that and say you're conspiracy theorists and that other.
But yeah. You know, enough of the theory stuff, right, Sam?
Yeah.
Enough of the theory stuff, because we find that the government, along with the mainstream media, has been giving cover to conspirators in fact.
Absolutely.
And who names people that call out conspiracy more than the mainstream media as theorists? Nobody does. But history teaches us they have been giving cover to those that are in fact guilty of committing the act of conspiracy against its own people. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Tim, I also wanted to interject one thought, too. You were talking about during the same time they're talking about this virus, they're also noting, because we talked about this last week, chemtrails being sprayed down upon the masses in that particular country. It's happening in the United States of America. And if you read Deuteronomy 28, verse 21, the Lord said this. He said, "The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee." Is that a blessing to an obedient people, or is it a judgment unto disobedient people? He said, "Until he have consumed thee from off the land, whether thou goest to possess it or not." For years, I have continuously told the American people in 53 countries that the Lord's going to get our attention one way or another. This is happening today because all of the people on the globe that profess to be Christians, I'll tell you what, every opportunity they get to disobey God, they're taking that opportunity. And now because of what they've sown, they are now beginning to reap it. They didn't want to obey God and love God enough and enjoy Him and bless His name by being obedient to Him during the time that they had blessings. Well, guess what's going to fall upon us now? The judgments. Tim, I'm going to pull you right back up on the other side, and then I have Diana on the other line as well. But it's important people understand that we see through all of this. God is using man, good, bad, and ugly, for His purposes, friends. And just remember, like I said, because Scripture says so, He's going to get our attention one way or another. What are you doing with that attention that He has now concerning you? It's time to respond. Acts 20, verse 21.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, combating the lies of the mainstream media. I shared last week concerning the coronavirus. By the way, we're going to be talking about this, and I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple minutes, that this has been talked about since 2014. Bill Gates came out in 2015, talked about the coronavirus. I'll let you listen to the audio, friends. So, again, they're forecasting as to what they're rolling out in real time in front of our faces today in this country. Wanted to let you know that if you want to give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Pulling Tim back up, Sons of Liberty Media editor. And Tim, one of the things that we had talked about right before the show today was the information that you're getting out from the UK. And you had shared with me, if we could just cut to the chase, I got other callers online here, cut to the chase concerning what they said over in the UK concerning the vaccinations. That's the only thing that's going to save us, you told me. How is that all transpiring?
Yeah, that's part of the deal. And some of the military vehicles that were being rolled out, I reported on that the other day. One of the ladies in the, I think it's called the NVLA or something like that. It's basically their equivalent of the DMV here in the States. And they were registering all of these vehicles coming from Germany and another country in Europe into the UK for road use. We had the pictures of some of the some of them were medics. They obviously had the Red Cross with the white on them too. Vehicles that were coming through there. But yeah, these people have been trained to think the vaccine is the only thing that will save us. Meanwhile, their schools are being shut down. 5G is being put up. It's being rolled out, and I know everybody wants to laugh at that. But you have to understand, why are they spraying the people? Why have they been feeding you the stuff they've been feeding you? Why do they want a mandatory vaccine? Some of the vehicles are coming through with COVID-19 quarantine. Okay? Why are they wanting to do that? If you ask me, we start looking back at people like Karen Stewart, the NSA whistleblower on the neuroweapons and stuff. You start putting that, then you gather families in their homes. Everybody's got Wi-Fi now. You turn on the 5G. I don't know what all the stuff does, but I can tell you it doesn't sound very healthy for the people. I can tell you that. And there's no way I'm going to let people stick something in me or my kids if nobody's sick. There's just not. This is not going to happen. But there's yeah. people over there okay like that too.
It's interesting, Tim. Right now, WorldNet Daily again is pronouncing and promulgating the news that Trump is coming forth, saying that the FDA has approved a coronavirus cure. Right on cue. And we suspected that this was coming. Oftentimes, history teaches us more than not that those that create the crisis are actually the ones that come in and play the problem solvers. And by identifying who the problem solvers are and who profits from the crisis that's been created, oftentimes it points its finger right back at the people or the persons that are responsible for creating the crisis. And so here we are again. Am I saying that he is directly responsible for it? No, but I am saying that we have been talking about the pill and all of this jam. We're starting to see the pill on the horizon right now, because if this comes down to forced vaccinations, I'll tell you what, people are going to identify exactly who the problem is right then and there. And I believe that there's a lot more people awake to what's going on here, Tim, than the media wants you to believe that there is. Once again, you go down the street, business as usual again this morning. People are doing what they do. Went into the grocery store, got milk, got eggs, got everything I needed. There was no issues. People weren't freaking out. But again, the only people freaking out right now are the ones that are sitting in front of the television or listening to the President of the United States of America continuously heighten and fuel the hysteria going on in this country. Tim, I totally appreciate you joining me on such short notice. Did you want to get a last word in there?
No, but it's trickling down into the governors. Our governor has acted irrationally here, too. So has Ohio. In fact, I understand from our friend Drew and from some other friends up there in Ohio that they're fixing to, you know, pretty much drop the hammer that cut off the state completely tonight. So the governors are following right in line with this, and they're succumbing to the political pressure to, you know, do something, even if it's the most stupid, irrational thing you could do, and it doesn't make any sense, they're willing to do it. And they're infringing on your liberties, they're tanking your economy, and eventually they're going to have to back that up with pushing vaccines. That's what they're going to have to do.
Well, I suspect, Tim, concerning those that are governors and representatives in this country that act irrationally, they're probably the ones that have already been vaccinated. And I'm being facetious in one way, but in another way, I got a question mark there as if to suggest, I wonder if they had been because of the way that they do act. But we also know that they have a long history of selling themselves out to the highest bidder. But the problem that we're having in America in 53 countries is that we get to go with them if we don't stand up against this tyranny, because that's exactly what we're seeing on the horizon. Thank you, Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media Editor. Thank you for jumping on in such a short amount of time. Diana from Illinois, thank you for calling in, and thank you for being patient. I seen you on there, but we already had Tim teed up, so do forgive me. But what is it that you want to share with the listeners, Diana?
Yeah, thanks, Bradley. Couple questions. Who exactly is serving all the food in these drive-thrus and in the hospitals? None of these people have been tested. It could have, like, that Typhoid Mary type of response. I think people are just going out of their minds. I worked in healthcare 29 years. I worked in one of the major hospitals in the city of Chicago. Yesterday we were told we could reuse some of our medical equipment between patients. They've cut down cleaning time between patients. We're running very low on things like everyday used hand sanitizer and masks. And Tim was right. The sick people are all together in the same room, but like 6 feet apart. So if you're not positive, chances are good you may get it. So some of the patients don't have warnings on their charts that they have a contact isolation or droplet or airborne. They still don't seem to know what it is, and the rules change every day as far as our equipment. They have people reusing goggles. I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It only works for the agenda. They want people to just go ahead and listen to what they're saying. They don't want you paying attention to what they're doing. Many people right now, just to kind of broaden this conversation out a little bit, are are paying attention to the bills that are being passed right now. We know that I shared this with you yesterday and my listeners yesterday, that Pelosi's out there with hand in glove working along with the media that's creating this hysteria, this pandemonium. And it's interesting to note she's talking about our safety and we need to pass this bill to test the coronavirus and we need to come up with a vaccination, you know, the resolve, right? And people caught on to what was she doing behind closed doors. She was trying to append to these bills financial support for the likes of Planned Parenthood. And it's interesting to note that yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I called Planned Parenthood. They were open. One of the things Tim was talking about earlier, you know, it's interesting. These people are telling you what you need to do, but you can see them on the cameras and on the television sets doing just the exact opposite of what they're telling you to do. It reminds me of those that are trying to disarm the American people. They're standing there signing bills on to further strip the American people of their Second Amendment right. But what people aren't paying attention to is the fact that they have armed security detail around them. Diana, we see this hypocrisy coming from government 24/7, and the problem is people have eyes but they don't see, and they have ears but they don't hear. And that's the very thing I'm going to be talking about today, is you have the lying government and the mainstream media playing the music, and what do the people do? They get up and dance. And yet again, these are the people that don't believe the media. How do you put that together? It's hypocrisy. That is the definition of what we're seeing here today.
I totally concur with that statement. And everybody's lining up for their government cheese.
Hey, little Nazis.
Here's your cheese.
That's exactly where it's at. And you know what? Now is our time as Christians, because we're called to bring forth the answer, Diana. Now is our time to prove our God. And I believe more than anything, it's my responsibility to cause people to look beyond what they see in this realm. And I'm talking about bringing them to Scripture and understanding that this is the Lord getting their attention. And it's interesting as well to note that when you go online, how many people are posting scriptures now and, you know, the Lord, I love the Lord so much. Lord, stop this. And we heard from the political pawn called the Pope today. He's asking and praying to God as the vicar, you know, the in-between, the mediator between the Catholics and God, right? He's the mediator. He wants people to believe. He's asking God to just please stop all of this coronavirus stuff. And it's just so ridiculous. If people would stick to the Word of God, the Lord said that He would anoint their eyes to see and He'd cause them to hear. And the problem is we have too many hypocrites, not just in America, but on the globe, that all of a sudden they're starting to turn their eyes towards the Lord. And hopefully there's a few that are going to actually get saved and understand as to why the Lord is getting their attention. Diana, thank you for the phone call. I hope I didn't gobble up all of your time. I really do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, we'll be right back on the other side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is resisting calls to activate his emergency war powers to boost production of medical supplies and protective gear.
Governors are supposed to be doing a lot of this work, and they are doing a lot of this work.
The president continues. The
federal government's not supposed to be out there buying vast amounts of items and then shipping. You know, we're not a shipping clerk.
As testing ramps up for the coronavirus in the United States, the number of infected is increasing. Johns Hopkins researchers say there are more than 10,000 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 pandemic here. They report there have been 154 deaths in 22 states. Severe weather hit the southern plains with 5 reported tornadoes west of Dallas and numerous reports of damaging winds, mostly in Texas and southern Oklahoma. That storm is moving north and east, bringing flash flood watches to Missouri, Arkansas, and Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And right on cue, what does this CIA-controlled media do? They continuously fuel the hysteria. Folks, shut your TVs off. And you know what I'm sorry about and I'm ashamed of? The fact that it's conservatives giving you this information, friends. They're not vetting the information. It's interesting, yesterday on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we actually had Donald Trump's top advisor for the DHS, the guy that's appointed to protect we the people. But what was crazy about it, friends, is he couldn't even give us the answers to the questions that were laid to his candor. He stunned everybody during this congressional, well, as they call it, grilling. He couldn't answer the questions. I played the audio for you. It was embarrassing. But it's interesting. I mean, they went from Trump's top official to not knowing the answers to the questions concerning the coronavirus. But before we know it, all of a sudden, Trump's talking about an FDA. Well, we trust those guys. The FDA has approved the coronavirus cure. Whoa, that was really quick. It's almost like this was all forecasted. Well, guess what, friends? It was. Do you remember this? The foretelling of a virus? Bill Gates? Folks, you have to keep track on what these devils are doing, because this is the point that I want to make. You already know, America, you already know in 53 countries who the bad guys are. But if you're not going to deal with the bad guys and obey God, this is what you're going to have to put up with. You're going to have to check your six every day of your life. If you don't want to deal with them, this is what they're going to continuously do to you. And I want to tell you why they're doing it. Because this is what falls to a people that disobey the Lord. Folks, it doesn't get any more plain in Scripture than what I'm highlighting even now. Folks, this was all forecasted back in 2015. Oh, wait a second. I'm going to play this audio for you first in 2015, and then I'm going to go back to 2014 and show you that, wait a second, it wasn't in 2015 they were forecasting this. This has been going on since 2014 that we know of. Listen to this.
Today, the greatest risk of global catastrophe doesn't look like this. Instead,
it's Bill Gates.
It looks like this. If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war. Not missiles, but microbes. Now, part of the reason for this is that we have invested a huge amount in nuclear deterrence. But we've actually invested very little in a system to stop an epidemic. We're not ready for the next epidemic. You can have a virus where people feel well enough while they're infectious that they get on a plane or they go to a market. The source of the virus could be a natural epidemic like Ebola, or it could be bioterrorism. And so there are things that would literally make things 1,000 times worse. In fact, let's look at a model of a virus spread through the air like the Spanish flu back in 1918. So here's what would happen. It would spread throughout the world very, very quickly. And you can see there's over 30 million people die from that epidemic. So this is a serious problem. We should be concerned. But in fact, we can build a really good response system. We have the benefits of all the science and technology that we talk about here. We've got cell phones to get information from the public and get information out to them. We have satellite maps where we can see where people are and where they're moving. We have advances in biology that should dramatically change the turnaround time to look at a pathogen and be able to make drugs and vaccines that fit for that.
That they profit from.
So we can have tools, but those tools need to be put into an overall global health system, and we need preparedness. The best lessons, I think, on how to
get
prepared
fear.
Are, again, what we do for war. For soldiers, we have full-time waiting to go. We have reserves that can scale us up to large numbers. NATO has a mobile unit.
Interesting. This is what they're using today in the UK.
NATO does a lot of war games to check, are people well-trained? Do they understand about fuel and logistics and the same radio frequencies? So they are absolutely ready to go. So those are the kinds of things we need to deal with an epidemic. What are the key pieces? First is we need strong health systems in poor countries. That's where mothers can give birth safely, kids can get all their vaccines, but also where we'll see the outbreak very early on. We need a medical reserve corps, lots of people who have got the training and background who are ready to go with the expertise. And then we need to pair those medical people with the military, taking advantage of the military's ability to move fast through logistics and secure areas. We need to do simulations, germ games, not war games, so that we see where the holes are.
Yep.
The last time a germ game was done in the United States was back in 2001, and it didn't go so well. So far, the score is germs one, people zero.
Driving fear.
Finally, we
to
need
paralyze
lots
the people.
Of advanced R&D in areas of vaccines and diagnostics.
Boy, oh boy,
there are
really.
Some big breakthroughs like adeno-associated virus that could work very, very quickly.
Wow.
Now, I don't have an exact budget for what this would cost, but I'm quite sure it's very modest compared to the potential harm. The World Bank estimates that if we have a worldwide flu epidemic, global wealth will go down by over $3 trillion, and we'd have millions and millions of deaths. These investments offer significant benefits beyond just being ready for the epidemic. The primary health care, the R&D, those things would reduce global health equity and make the world more just as well as more safe.
Oh, how do they do that, Billy?
This should absolutely be a priority.
Yep.
There's no need to panic. We don't have to hoard cans of spaghetti or go down into the basement.
He tells you everything you're wrong, and then he says don't panic.
Not on our side. In fact, if there's one positive thing that can come out of the Ebola epidemic.
Ebola?
It's that it can serve
Remember that
as
one? That was going to kill us
warning,
too.
A wake-up call to get ready. if we
to get
start
ready
now, we can be ready for the next epidemic.
Wow.
Thank you.
Isn't that interesting how that works? This is the guy that it was affixed to that said the world has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, who profits from them more than the government, friends? Exactly. And by the way, it's not about the profits so much as it is about the control and getting the vaccination inside of your body, friends, okay, to mess with your DNA, okay? He goes on. This is Bill Gates, the Bilderberger. And he goes on and says that it's a really great job on new vaccines. If we can, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%, the world population. Okay. Also keep in mind, Donald Trump's good friend, Henry Kissinger, said depopulation should be the highest priority of foreign policy. He's talking about towards third world countries. Yep, we've seen that. But you know what? If I'm talking about a third world country, there's no need for alarm here in America. But guess who it's aimed at? How many times have we seen the American government and the media point their finger at a third world country? And while we thought they were under attack, that third world country, we, in fact, were the ones that were under attack. September 11th. Do you guys all remember that? Yep. Who's been under attack more than the American people since September 11th? Okay. And this is what's happening in America. People don't think. And if we begin to think and we start to put things together, we're gonna understand that, wait a second, these bad guys that on a global basis do what they do and get away with what they get away with because the good people on the globe refuse to deal with these people because they're afraid and they might have something to lose. But they only encourage and add strength to more tyranny so they can set it up 5 years ago so they can actually play it out 5 years later on the people that they want to play it out on. And by the way, I want to go back to the first segment when I was talking to, so you can understand this is a spiritual warfare that's gone, and it's actually overflowing into the natural, right? First in the spiritual, then the natural. When you look at what's going on over in the UK, is there outside of Europe a more demoralized country on this planet? No, but America is playing with that fire right now by daring the justice of God, by beginning to attempt to advocate the same things that they did over there in Europe and in the UK. And I could name the countries as well, friends. But the point that I'm making is that once you begin to lose your virtue, your obedience to Christ, your God that you claim to serve, the minute that you do that, you cannot be subdued. Okay? You belong to Him. That's a power that the Lord bestows upon us through the anointing, 1 John 2:21 and 2:27, that overcomes this world, friends, 1 John 5, verse 2 as well. But while the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. America, this is what's under attack today, is your Christian and your constitutional heritage. And who's doing it? The media, attempting to demoralize you, right? And the government. And where does it start? It started in the church. Now we have homosexual flags, right? That are appended to the buildings outside of churches. That's blasphemy. They're advocating what God calls an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20 verse 13. Read Romans 1:24 and 30 different other references to the fact that homosexuality is an abomination. It's an abominable lifestyle. But listen again, Samuel Adams said this. I'm going to play some more audio on the other side of this break, too, by the way. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But when once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Do you remember when I brought up to Tim? You said that the people in the UK, Tim, right now, are basically shouting out to the government because the only thing that's going to save them is now the government's vaccinations. Do you see how this is rolling out again in real time here, friends? Okay, we now know, mask off, we now know what the pill is in all of this jam. We can see it happening over in the UK, Europe, and now in America with Donald Trump saying the FDA just approved a coronavirus cure. Isn't it interesting, folks? They've been talking about this for years, and they've got the people duped into believing that somehow or another they've just miraculously come up with this coronavirus cure instantaneously.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again, friends. Thank you for the phone calls, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to add to, take away, please do. Last segment here, we're setting this up. I want to play some more audio for you from another individual. We played some stuff from Bill Gates just a couple minutes ago. But, you know, one of the things that I didn't really get to, but we are, is lying government and mainstream media play the music together. I want to bring you back to this afternoon when I went to the post office and doing what I do every day of my life, taking care of business. And with that, I walked in there and I said, man, I said, it's kind of dead out there on the streets, isn't it? And she said, yeah. And she seemed disturbed about what was going on. And I said, isn't it interesting, ma'am? I've known her for years as far as who she is, what her name is, so on and so forth. I don't know on her personal level, but a professional level I do. I said, isn't it interesting that nobody trusts the government? I said, the government gets busted in scandals all day long. If I talk to the average Joe down the street getting gas in my car, I could ask him the question, do you believe what the government has to say to you? And he would say to him, if he had a bit of common sense, absolutely not. Those people don't know how to tell the truth. Right. That's what the majority of the American people would have to say. As a matter of fact, I believe the last statistic, actual though, I don't know, but it sounds about right. Congress had an 11% approval rating. So, for the most part, people don't believe them. Just like, for the most part, 94% of the American people don't believe what the mainstream media has to say. And I said to her, I said, isn't it interesting? The government doesn't want to tell the truth. I told her, I said, 94% of the American people don't believe the mainstream media. But it's interesting how government and the mainstream media, they'll play the music together. And the people that don't trust the government and don't believe the mainstream media play to the music that they themselves put on for them to dance to. I said, it's a whole lot of hypocrisy. And just like what Diana was talking about, it just seems to, you know, the government's on television telling you one thing, what not to do, and yet they're doing it right in front of your face. Ron Paul yesterday, friends, who's been in government for 30-some years, wrote an article. I highlighted it yesterday. And what did he say? He said, the whole coronavirus is a hoax. Who's fueling the hysteria more than the mainstream media that you don't believe? Nobody is. Who's fueling this pandemonium, friends, more than the government that you don't trust? Nobody is. And for all of you acting like a bunch of lunatics on television, friends, because I haven't yet seen one in real time before my eyes. I haven't seen it yet outside of what the mainstream media has to produce, okay? They want you thinking everybody's acting that way. They're not acting that way, friends. The media wants you to believe that everybody's acting that way. That's how you feel the hysteria, right? No, nobody's doing that, at least that I've seen. And so, again, I only can give you what I've been a partaker of. It's my job to give you my testimony, not what I haven't seen and what I've heard. No, we don't do that here. But I want to go back to this. Ron Paul said governments love crisis because when the people are fearful, they are more willing to give up freedoms of promises that the government will take care of them. Really? How are they going to take care of you? They want to put a dangerous vaccination in your body, which, by the way, runs counter to Scripture. Read Leviticus 19:19. Stick to the Word of God and you're going to be fine. Okay? Ron Paul said Americans accepted the near total destruction of their civil liberties in the Patriot Act. How many times have we condemned the act of tyranny called the Patriot Act? But look at how they sold it to you, America. Not one congressman read the Patriot Act, but they all signed on to it, didn't they? Yep. Oh, it's for the good of the people. Yeah, 20 years later, 19 years later, we found completely the opposite, haven't we? Yes, we have. My goodness, friends. Ron Paul said it's ironic to see the same, he said, the Democrats who tried to impeach President Trump last month for abuse of power, demanding that the administration grab more power and authority in the name of fighting a virus that thus far has killed less than 100 Americans, said Ron Paul. It's amazing how it works. And then this is what I want you to hear. Declaring a pandemic emergency on Friday, okay, President Trump now claims the power to quarantine individuals suspected of being infected by the virus and as political rights, stop and seize any plane, train, or automobile to stymie the spread of the contagious disease. He can even call out the military to cordon off a U.S. city or a state. Whoa! Where are they getting all that authority? Where are they getting all that power from? I can tell you the bills that they pass behind the crisis that they create. And I can prove it to you over and over and over again. America, when are you going to catch on to the deceivers? When are you going to catch on to those that continuously lie to you every day of the week? And now all of a sudden, for some reason or another, because it's a disease, right? Now they're telling us the truth. I'll tell you what, if I had a friend that acted like that, that friendship would last less than 10 seconds. That's crazy. That's irrational. And that's exactly what people are accepting today, is irrationality. Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of what? Men. And cunning craftiness of who? Men. Whereby they lay in wait to deceive. Ephesians 4:14. How many times have we been warned of men? Over and over and over and over again. And now we're here and we get to see the real inside of the hypocrites as to who they are. Because they say one thing and they do the exact opposite. And that's all you have to do, friends, is go to Romans 1:18 and you'll understand exactly why the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Because they're disobedient. Their trust is in the government. And by the way, the hirelings in the pulpits have been preaching and pointing their finger to the government, just like the false prophets of the day, friends, all day long. You know what? Pretty soon, I want to say this, pretty soon, all of those people that have been pointing the finger to this administration to point the finger over to this administration, declaring that this is the salvation of mankind, which counters Scripture every step of the way, pretty soon they're going to be hunted. And don't tell me over the last almost 4 years of this administration, I've been not pointing my finger the other direction, because I have. And I've been pointing it to Scripture, and the Scripture holds true, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Every time. It's the lighthouse in the storm, friends. It's the rock of ages. The Word endures forever. It's forever settled in heaven. It's not going anywhere, and it's not changing. I want to play this during the last couple minutes, and this is a guy named Anthony Patch, okay? And I don't agree with everything he's saying, but it's interesting that he's picking up as to where this is going. I also want to reiterate the point that this was in 2014, okay? January 14th, 2014, talking about vaccinations and how they're going to create the crisis, and then the people are going to cry out to the government for the answer. What the people don't realize is the government created the crisis, right? Now they're playing the problem solvers. Listen to this.
Drills conducted by our government on the zombie apocalypse, and how would, you know, first responders, police officers, firefighters, paramedics, how would they deal with these people? So it sounds far-fetched to the average person who hasn't heard this before, but this is nothing new. But let's go beyond the rabies. Let's talk about people getting a flu shot or getting avian flu inoculation. There's another very insidious disease, if you will, which is really a man-made disease. It's a biological construct called MERS coronavirus.
Coronavirus, 2014 he was talking about it. You just heard him.
It's made its way into Europe to a certain extent, and eventually, because of air travel, it will reach around the world. It's another example of where inoculations or vaccines are being derived, or they're trying to derive for. That, again, I always like to go all the way to the end. What's the purpose? What's the goal? If you have a man-made or engineered virus, why was it created? Is it simply just to kill people? Well, that's one part of it, but if you go further and you go deeper than that, it is to get people to demand a vaccine.
That's right.
Or a pill.
That's right.
Why would, if you're in a position of control, of power, of ultimate power, why would you want people to demand a vaccine?
Because they want to put in the vaccination that which is going to destroy or manipulate your DNA. America, with all the information that you have, how can this be? How is it that they feel so emboldened to take this step? I believe that the people are being tested on a major scale to see how far they can go, because we're seeing how far they can go over in Europe right now, in the UK right now. Okay? This is what happens to a disobedient people, and rest assured it's going to come to this country too. I suggest that people, you read Amos 1 all the way to chapter 9. I also wanted to let you know too, it's interesting how the mainstream media has, you know, the infected people, and they're giving their messages from the hospital room, but that's probably all bought and paid for too from crisis actors. You want to bet on that one? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll talk to you in 23.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.